Talk About on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
Now, next up, I want you to meet a very interesting lady called Jana. And now, I'm probably not saying her name correctly at all, but bear with me. It's Jana Raszewska. And Jana came to Killarney as an asylum seeker back in 2015, leaving war-torn Bosnia behind her and leaving her entire family behind her. She came to live in Killarney with nobody at all in the world with her. And she's had quite a journey ever since. And during the ensuing years, along with the challenges of being an asylum seeker in a foreign country, she also had many mental health challenges, which included her being diagnosed with multiple personality disorder. I beg your pardon, borderline personality disorder. And that was quite a challenge for her, as you can imagine. But she's turned the corner. She now works independently. She has trained as a yoga teacher and she has written a book. And the book is going to be launched tomorrow night in the Great Southern in Killarney, and it promises to be a wonderful occasion. But Jana has a very interesting story to tell, and I spoke to her earlier, and at the outset she told me how old she was when she first came to Ireland.
I was 22, so it was 2015. I was 22 and I was completely alone when I came in here. So a lot of people would be like, oh my God, you're brave. And I didn't realize what I'm getting myself into until I was already here.
Okay, so you came here on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you've completely created a new life for yourself.
Completely, without anyone, without anything, everything from the start.
My goodness, that is incredibly brave. And speaking of brave, you're here to tell us a little bit about your book, which is called Out of the Dark. So can you tell us the story of the book?
Yes, thank you so much. So a few years ago, when I decided to move to Cork, I feel like I was a little bit unsettled in Kerry. And then I decided to move to Cork just to find that piece, whatever was missing or whatever it is. And throughout all of these years, I think I was very good at numbing certain things, like going through traumatic experiences. In general, remembering the old ones that I was exposed to as a younger, and then just going through that direct provision center and asylum seeker process wasn't the easiest thing that I've done in my entire life. It's probably one of the hardest one. But while I was in it, I wasn't admitting it. And everything was great. Everything was kind of, I call that now a toxic positivity that I had. And then I decided to move to Cork. And that's where I think the loneliness, the everything, the new city, completely different world from, at least, you know, I make some friends in Kerry or Killarney in general and stuff like that. And then when I went to Cork, it was just completely everything from the start. And I don't think I was ready for it. And that kind of triggered a lot of those past traumatic issues that I didn't really dealt with at the time. So I encountered numerous mental health issues, to like the inability to hold on to the job, the inability to take care of myself, to feed myself. And I started being, actually, they did send me to doctor even while I was in Killarney. They kept sending me to a different clinics regarding my mental health issues. But I don't think I was ready to address it at the time, which I would be mad at myself for that, but now I know it's okay as well. If we're not ready to address major things in our life, we don't have to be always ready. So when we are ready, it will come. And then when I was in Cork, I think I triggered really a lot of those experiences, which led me to ended up in a hospital for a self-harm and suicide and attempts and all of that. And I really didn't see the point of going further anymore. I think I was just tired, because it is a little bit different when you are at home and then you get tired and you can go to your parents' house and just be there for a while until you recover and go back again. But I just felt like there was nothing and there was no one that I could just go and rest. And in those moments, I did even thought about going back home, which wasn't the smartest idea, because my life there is, first of all, almost non-existing anymore. Second of all, my life is in danger in Bosnia constantly, and I would be exposing myself to massive danger if I went back. So Thank God I didn't. And I Peter House is the thing I would like to say most of it about my book is because I was referred to Peter House by my doctor. First of all, I was referred by the doctors to doctor to doctor, but unfortunately the system here is not working on right here, right now. You have to wait. And I needed someone right here, right now. And Peter House was right there, right there in that moment.
And they helped you.
I think Peter House saved my life, 100%. And I rang them the other day and I just said to them, I used to be a patient here while I wrote a book. And it was me writing a book at that period. And I was really, Peter House helped me to embrace the therapy because I was refusing it all the time. And I stayed with them for 4 months. Every week, even a few times a week if it was needed. And then the COVID happened, and the best thing is that they actually never left me.
So you were able to go to Pieta even during COVID?
They didn't let me. We were doing them over the phone call.
Over the phone, yeah.
Okay. Which was amazing because my therapist still stayed with me, and I think that meant to me a lot because as someone who was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder in the meantime, I do have that abandonment issues that they can be very triggered and stuff like that if people decide to leave you, whether it's their choice or not. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Can I ask you a bit about borderline personality disorder? Because I think an awful lot of people have heard of it, but they've no idea what it is.
Yeah. Thank you for asking me that. It's part of the reason about the book that I wanted to publish it is so that I could raise the awareness about borderline personality disorder and mental health to kind of encourage people to openly speak about it, because I think we're just conditioned to be ashamed of all of these things through the generations. And I think it's so wrong, because once we share it, you feel like half of the problem is already gone. And if the other half, the other person can always help us. So borderline personality disorder is very similar to bipolar. A lot of people would hear it that way. And I think in Ireland, they call it emotionally unstable personality disorder, something like that. And it stems deep down where our childhood trauma is. If we were unable to grow up in a safe environment, it is where it usually will come up. And then we will have, in order to be diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, you need to have 5 out of 9 major symptoms. And I think at that stage, I had 9 out of 9. And the borderline personality disorder, I think what people don't understand is that we, as we were younger, we learn how to behave throughout our patterns and we stick to those patterns. But when you have personality disorder, anyone, I would say, but in general, especially borderline personality disorder, I think those patterns are very toxic and we don't see that they're toxic because they're the only ones that we learned how to live with. Hence, we tend to continue that cycle of just living in a toxic life and attracting everything that we struggled with in the past, attracting and calling it into our present moment, which is very hard to break. But I think the main shift that happens is when we start accepting it. Because when I went out of the hospital and they said to me, you have borderline personality disorder, I didn't have a clue. I never heard about it before. I didn't know what am I supposed to do. When you go on the internet, I remember one of my therapists saying to me, just don't Google too much now. Of course, I went straight to Google.
We all do. Straight to Google everything. And I was, of course, petrified. It does sound like a scary thing.
It does.
I mean, you'd imagine somebody with that would be like one person one day and a completely different person mm-hmm. the other day. But that's not it at all, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. It actually isn't. We don't have multiple personalities. We just have one personality that is, I'm just going to call it so-called damaged. Yeah. So due to the traumatic experiences, our brain, let's say if you have our flight or fight response and amygdala. So we all have it, and amygdala turns on based on whether, we have to be in that flight or fight mode.
If you're in danger.
In danger, yes. But with borderline personality disorder, your brain is sending signal like you're constantly in danger.
You're on high alert all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yes. And then comparing to bipolar, where you have highs and lows, with borderline personality disorder, those highs and lows, they can last long term. So rather than having them all in a day, they can last, let's say you could be 7 days in your full on low a period or full on high period.
Mm-hmm. And can it be stabilized with medication?
Yes, it can. I believe so. I wouldn't be a person who will support one type of medication for everyone, because everyone's case or everyone's personality disorder or borderline personality disorder, I believe it's very individual, and we don't have that many medications that we will now be going and testing. So I don't think one medication can sort everyone's or stabilize everyone's problems.
And I've a feeling that you have addressed your problem in other ways. I presume therapy is one thing.
Yes, so this is exactly what I write in the book as well. I did went on the route of taking the medications as well for good few months. It did not work for me. I'm not saying it will not work for anyone else, but through my book, when I realized that the medications are not working for me, and actually they're in some sense making me more harm, I decided to try and find different ways. So this is what I as well mentioned throughout the book. I mentioned the period where I was on medication, how that felt for me, but also when I started searching different things. Like, I really believe my therapist from Pieta House is an angel sent from a God, because of him I started journaling, which resulted in my book. So I started writing, which was a really good help to express what I feel. I started doing yoga, and that's how I actually got into teacher's training and became a yoga teacher eventually. But I started just finding that calm, and rather than escaping it with things that I used to do in the past, you know, we always try to find escapes from all of those things through alcohol, through drugs, through, unfortunately, a lot of things. Even, you know, going out can be escapism. Some people find it in work, in gym, everything else. Everything can be abused rather than used for our advantage. And I think that's what I've been doing for many years, until I decided, okay, well, I'm either going to fix this, or I'm either going to really try to help myself understand myself, or there's not going to be in it. And that's where I started sitting with it, started just, okay, well, you have borderline personality disorder. Let's learn about it.
And how are you doing now, Jana?
At the moment, I didn't have an episode, I think a little bit over a year. I don't use any medications. I am very in tune with my borderline personality disorder. I try to treat it with kindness rather than being upset, or because why me, why I have it. I try to see it as a gift in some way, because I believe it is a gift that I believe it's given to people. People with borderline personality will always be a little bit more emotional, which I believe it will help us to tap into our creative side. So this is what I'm so grateful. And again, in the book, I write about all of the things that I'm grateful for that borderline personality disorder gave me, actually, because I think it actually gives us a lot.
Shanna, your book, is it a book of poems or what?
So it is it's written in a very poetic style, I think. But then it wouldn't be really poems per se, but it's just kind of writing of how I'm reflecting through what was my trigger, what was my trauma, where does it stem, how I'm going through it, all of the feelings that I'm feeling. Usually people with borderline personality disorder have this intense relationships, so of course that couldn't have skipped me as well. So it is as well about one intense relationship that I had in my life as well that helped me bring all of those things out so that I can fix them. So a lot of things to be grateful for as well, again. So it wouldn't be poems per se, but because some of the subjects are very hard. I touched the story about me being born in the war, about a little bit of domestic violence that I went through in my family, me escaping to Ireland, trying to find a new life, and all of those things kind of fitted in the small chapters. Good.
Yeah, well, you're a real success story, Jeanna. Well done to you. I'm glad that you have found a home in Kerry and that you've been welcomed here, and we're lucky to have you as well.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yeah, that was a fabulous lady called Jeanna. Let me say this right, Reshevska. And Jeanna is from Bosnia originally, but has been living in Killarney for the last 8 years and feels very much at home here. Very brave of her to speak so openly about mental health. And particularly, it was great to get somebody on the show who's had borderline personality disorder, because it is a mental illness that we hear very little about. So thank you to her for that. And just to remind you again, her book is lovely. It's a beautiful book called Out of the Dark, and it's by Jeanna herself, and you can get it, I would hope, in most bookshops, probably in Killarney. She's launching it tomorrow night at the Great Southern Hotel, and she's a really good soul and a really kind person, and we wish her all the very best with her book and indeed with her life ahead. We just had a call from a listener who says, my husband was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder some years back. Unfortunately, he wasn't lucky enough to be able to get the help he needed and took his own life 3 years ago. I'm delighted for Jeanna that she was able to help herself and that Pieta House were able to help her. I wish her all the health and happiness in the future. And that comes in from someone who doesn't want to leave a name, I suppose, understandably. But thank you to that person. I'm so sorry to hear about your husband, but you're very kind to reach out and to pay tribute to Jeanna.
Talk About on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.